This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors and Zach Wolchuk alongside Alec Medford. And your G-Bag Nation is going to be in Carrollton today at Pickler's Universe. Having a good time. Did y'all play some pickleball while y'all were out there?
We did not. I know Gavin said he's been playing with his daughter, and he's been victorious. I think he's undefeated. So make sure you challenge Dawson to pickleball, and then ask Brian all the football questions. Like, Eric's always going to be up and around, like, talking to you, shaking your hand. Brian might be a little shy. So what you need to do is just open him up. You go right up to him and you introduce yourself. You shake his hand and ask him any Cowboys related question you want. But yeah, you don't have to play pickleball. You can just go say what's up to the fellas out there at Carrollton off I-35. It's an awesome, awesome spot. Maybe even you can get some free pizza.
That's nice. That's always nice. And maybe give him a bottle of vodka, just a little mini bottle. And it'll open him up just a little bit.
A mini bottle, or he is a big fan of, what's the cinnamon whiskey? The Fireball.
Okay, a little Fireball.
He usually can't resist the Fireball. Maybe get some Mardi Gras brine going on.
That's kind of what we want on a Friday. And so now we bring on our boss and the hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle.
The boss?
I thought it was good timing.
Yeah, of course.
Hockey hawk, hockey expert, radio programmer extraordinaire, and noted dog lover. Gavin Spittle joins us now. Hockey Hawk, we have a coaching problem right now, and that the Stars don't have one.
It's okay. The season's over.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice to go ahead and have a coach so that you can start making some plans for this team?
I actually think that they have time on their hands. They probably have, I don't know, a good month to go.
The business decisions that they made yesterday, mm-hmm. sending Marchment away for a mm-hmm. couple of picks.
Great move.
Reclaiming Duchesne.
Great move.
Those moves are done without a coach and without a coach's thought on them. And so basically it is telling the coach, when you come here, you have to coach these players because this is the group. Or also maybe it's a good sell. We have these guys mm-hmm. locked in. We're ready to rock with this team. Do you want this job?
Well, what I like to do, Corey, is look like 2-3 steps ahead at what do these moves mean big picture. And when Mikko Rantanen signed his extension, there was question about Matt Duchesne, but the quickness in which the Stars re-signed Duchesne means that he was their top target. I'm a big Mikael Granlund fan, but apparently Granlund's asking for, I don't know, he made $5 million, so I'm guessing he could be around 5.56. That's a little bit rich.
He had a couple of really good games during the playoffs.
He did. Yeah. I love him. Yes. I love him as a two-way player. The thing we have to remember about Matt Duchesne and why he accepted a $4.5 million contract, you're not going to find a point-per-game guy like that. He's on the books for about 6.5 in Nashville this upcoming year. So Matt Duchesne is actually going to make $11 million this year.
Geez, they're still paying him?
For the length of this new Stars contract, he will still be getting paid in Nashville.
Wow.
So the first year, 6.5, but then it goes down to 1.5. for the next three after that. But you think about it, it's like, okay, then Matt Duchesne's making $6 million a year, which is a very fair deal. So Stars have taken advantage of the Nashville buyout. Little concerned about Duchesne's playoffs. I thought he was better 2 years ago. I thought he had bad luck this year. I love Matt Duchesne's maturity since he moved to Dallas. I'm always a big guy, a big proponent of guys that say, I want to be here. I love this area. I moved my kids here. Like, that to me says a lot. And I think Matt Duchene can kind of be your proponent as far as guys coming to Dallas. We look at Florida and what they've been able to do. I think Matt Duchene is a massive advocate. Players want to come to Dallas now, and that's a good thing.
We were having a discussion this morning, and Neil Graham, with the addition of Pavelski as a potential coaching, was that off air? We were kind of just throwing that around.
He mentioned it. Fun. Matisse, yeah. Who do we think could end up being the guy?
So Joe Pavelski is an awesome golfer.
Yeah, okay.
And he's on the celebrity tour.
And has friends on this team.
He has friends on this team. Personally, I don't feel as though it's Joe's time. When Joe wants to coach, Joe will coach. Remember, the family moved back to Wisconsin. So maybe University of Wisconsin wants to use him in an advisory role. Maybe the Stars start with that. So similar to what they've done with Ben Bishop and Jordy Ben. But at the same time, I don't feel as though, I mean, Joe Pavelski played so many years. Mm-hmm. I think he's enjoying his family right now.
The reason I ask about Pavelski specifically is, as you're talking about Duchene, and as he's getting older in the league and becoming more of a mentor or a leader on this team, is there similarities in kind of their trajectories and what Pavelski ended his career at, like with the Stars here?
A little bit. The Matt Duchene that's been in Dallas is different than the Matt Duchene that might be elsewhere. Not that it was bad. It was just, you know, Matt Duchene was jumping from teams to teams to, you know, teams. Not that he had a bad reputation, but the maturity of Matt Duchene since he's come to Dallas, embraced the Stars organization. So, yeah, there's been a lot of growth. You're right. I could see Matt Duchene post-career working within the Stars organization because there's so much offensive talent and that mindset that he has. The thing about Matt Duchene that we brought up on Spits and Suds last night was Matt Duchene makes his line mates better. I can't necessarily say that about Mikael Granlund. I love Granlund as a player, but look what happened with Sagan and Marchment when Matt Duchene came around. Those were two players that had tough years. Granted, Sagan was injured.
Yeah.
But I look at it as Matt Duchene coming back. If Tyler Sagan can stay healthy, that Matt Duchene makes Tyler Sagan better.
Sagan healthy this playoff run, he was one of my favorite players in this run. Because I saw him doing things that I haven't seen him do in his career since has experienced these injuries. He just looked like he was willing to be tough and battle and fight for things.
I'm a big Tyler Sagan guy.
And there was a time in his career when he wanted to stand next to the net, get a one-timer and celebrate. And now he's like, no, there's more to hockey.
Yeah, I mean, credit to Ken Hitchcock. Two players that stood out as far as becoming two-way players. John Klingberg was better defensively, and Tyler Sagan became a two-way player.
There you go. The coaching names, I know on the Spits and Suds podcast, where you can find your podcast world is where you can check
it out. Spits and Suds.
You guys have talked a little bit about, you did a deep dive.
Yeah, we've been doing deep dives on the individual coaches and really wanted to let Stars fans know, okay, who is this person? What is their career trajectory? What have they done well? What are the negatives going in?
All right, let's give me about three. If we can run through about three of these that you think are like real contenders for this job that you think can not necessarily change the organization, because I don't think they need to change much, but there are a couple of things need to be renewed or refreshed with them. Who are the three that you think are the best candidates for getting this team over that next area?
Okay.
Over the hump, if you will.
All right. Zach's talked about a coach from University of Denver. And the thing about...
David Carl,
thank you. The thing about Carl, 35 years old, national championship winner, amazing dedication. When you look at Carl, came in as a player, got injured. University of Denver said, we're still going to keep you. That's how he got into the video coaching. Did leave for juniors just briefly for coaching experience. University of Denver embraced him back, became an assistant under Jim Montgomery, and then became the head coach when Jim left, thrived. Coaches for Team USA and World Juniors. USA has won two straight World Juniors.
Okay, that's nice.
So, amazing.
Issues? He's got good talent on those teams too, with those juniors teams.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous.
But he's the one kind of navigating them.
He's navigating the waters.
Still really impressive.
Still really impressive to win against Team Canada, Sweden, Finland. I mean, they have so much talent. But I'll use Zach as an example. Zach has young kids. I don't know if Zach wants to pick up and move to Albuquerque right now at this part of his life. David Carl's the same way, has two young kids. Mm. They love the Denver area. Once again, this university embraced them. So for that reason, personally, I feel as though maybe Carl will wait to see, will the Colorado Avalanche ever make a change? And if they do, he'd be a perfect replacement because they love the Denver area. So you're going to have to overpay to bring him here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So that's number one. Let's look, because he's still on staff, at Alain Nazardine.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that Stars fans have to realize, when I went about this deep dive, everyone says, well, I don't want another Pete DeBoer. He is not a Pete DeBoer guy, okay? Pete DeBoer is really the first coaching staff he joined. So it's a big ascension that we really don't talk about. Nazardine was a defenseman, played for Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and performed well, was a captain. He actually, due to his captaincy and being an assistant coach, he's now in the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Penguins Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah. So he made that big of an impact. Got elevated to New Jersey, became the temporary coach for a while. Under him, they did have a winning record. They brought in Lindy Ruff. It says a lot about a coach when you keep the assistant coach.
Yep.
And then when those changes happened, he landed on Pete DeBoer's staff. Very good defensive-minded coach. Doing that deep dive and talking with people, when he took over the coaching reins in New Jersey, he separated the players, spoke to each of them individually, and then spoke to them in groups. A lot of the vets that I found were quoted as saying, we really like this guy. We feel as though he's listening to us. So
that's important.
That was very important. So what you could do is you could promote Nazardine and then promote Neil Graham, the next person we'll talk about, to the assistant role running the power play. So Nazardine can take care of the defense with his hire, and Neil Graham gets elevated because after 5.5 years in Texas and with all the success, I think that needs to happen. One way or another, he needs to be on the Stars bench.
That might be the perfect way to do it because you lost Steve Spott. He just went to Boston. He was the DeBoer guy.
Yep.
With the Marchment trade, they needed to free up salary cap space. I think the buyouts are today is the deadline, if I was looking at that correctly. Are you expecting something to happen with Matt Dumba and realistically some targets maybe that the Stars could pursue? I don't know. Trade-wise, it sounds like the Robertson stuff has slowed.
Yes.
Aaron Ekblad was a guy that I've been preaching for, the defenseman from Florida.
It's a great one. I think he's going to be too expensive, but it's a great one. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they need to figure out, okay, defensively, how do we improve? Because that second line, Esa Lindell had a terrific year.
They did.
But Lindell and CeCe really struggled in that Edmonton series. So they have to figure out, let's shore up the defensive side of things, because that's going to make Jake Oettinger even better. I mean, Connor Hellebuck's really, really good, but that Winnipeg defense makes him really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to shore up defensively. As far as the Dumba buyout, I could see that happening. The thing people have to understand about a buyout is, you're buying the player out, but that's extending years. Remember what I said about Duchesne?
Right.
And 4 years from now, Nashville's still paying. So Dumba will be off the books, and they do get cap relief, so I could see that happening. But then you add another year to, not next year, but the year after. So you basically split his salary. Now, Lyubushkin buyout doesn't necessarily make sense because you're not getting enough buyout money to really make an impact. So I would say Lyubushkin.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Michigan probably could get traded with a prospect or something like that to free up some space.
That is fantastic Stars content right there from the Hockey Hawk himself. Do you have anything to say to the Tolos out there that are listening right now or might go see the G-Bag Nation later today?
Man, stay sober, but have a good time.
There you go.
It's great. I love it when you guys party, Zach. It's a lot of fun. And our only wish, we wish we could have Lucius out for those things.
Yeah.
You know, we need to get Lucius out more. We need to get Alec out more because I think people get excited when they get to meet people in the Pimp Cup.
All right. If you can reach out to our boss and let him know that, really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. And, hit me up anytime.
Okay. There it is. Gavin Spittle, the Hockey Hawk himself. Thank you very much for joining us. Always appreciate it. And like we said, go see the G-Bag Nation today because it's always a good time
for you. Make sure you get on out there, Pickler Universe out there in Carrollton.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, the Cowboys all-quarter century team, and you've been waiting for it, Masterpiece of the Week, next on The Fan. We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and coming up here in about 8 minutes, it is what you've been waiting for all week, and that is Masterpiece of the Week. And yes, you have been waiting for it. We see the texts. Basically, most people just text into the show, and they're like, just do 4 hours of Masterpiece of the Week. And sometimes we do. Sometimes it is just 4 hours of craziness. Today, it's been a fun Friday for us. And for a fun Friday for the Tolos, we had Zach Wolchuk in studio with us today. You're missing out today on the public appearance with the group. Do you feel disconnected from the fellas when you're not around them?
There definitely is some FOMO. I mean, I love being able to kind of fill in here and there and, you know, working with you or Kevin. And then yesterday with like Carter and Medford, like I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a change of pace. But obviously, I love my guys on G-Bag, and especially when we're out on remotes. And today's a fun one because we just got to be out there a few weeks ago at Pickler Universe. It's an outstanding spot. I know we had a person text in earlier, like, hey, do I have to play pickleball? I mean, it's encouraged, but if you do want to just swing by and say what's up to the fellas, you absolutely can do that. Cel Artois usually sponsoring the event. Like I said, there'll be pizza out there while supplies last. So go check out the homies, Pickler Universe in Carrollton.
All right, right now we are going to dive into the list from CBSSports.com, the Cowboys all-quarter century team, and this can be fun. Dude, it could also hurt some people's souls.
Absolutely. There's one specific player that did not get mentioned, and we'll get to him in a moment.
We'll start with quarterbacks. And it doesn't have, like, QB1, QB2.
Quincy Carter.
No,
come on, 10-6.
Have Dak Prescott and Tony Romo on the list for the Cowboys in the last 25 years.
That makes a lot of sense. And your two franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah, they've been around for a bit, and they've stuck with it. And they're, you know, I said this a long time ago when Dak took over for Tony Romo. I said Dak Prescott will be number one in all the Cowboys passing records in the future. And somebody's going to text in. I know it's very easy. Somebody's going to text in right now and go, he won't have Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman's Super Bowl records. You're right. But because the way the game is, I predicted that. And at the moment, it does look like if Dak Prescott continues on this trajectory, he will So Dak Prescott and Tony Romo are your quarterbacks. Your running back group, Ezekiel Elliott, DeMarco Murray, Marion Barber, and Tony Pollard. Does Tony Pollard belong on this list?
You don't really need him with the other three. I mean, look, Tony Pollard had an outstanding season with the Cowboys, otherwise really flashed. And some of that is, hey, they just didn't give him the reins because there was favoritism towards Ezekiel Elliott. When you have Zeke, DeMarco, and Marion Barber, I think you're totally fine right there.
That's a nice little group right there.
That's nice. And Zeke would be the starter out of that group.
Yeah. A lot of people will only remember the end of Zeke's time here. The beginning of Zeke's time here was something we'd never seen.
I mean, the first 2 years, like if he didn't get suspended his second season, he would have led the league in rushing the first two seasons easily.
He was a receiver out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. He could do it all. At wide receiver, not sure you need all these guys. Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, T.O., Miles Austin, CeeDee Lamb, and Dez Bryant.
Okay, here is the position group where I think they left somebody out.
Uh-oh.
And he is super underrated. And his time with the Cowboys, this dude was freaking incredible. It's Terry Glenn. 100%.
He was great while he was here.
I would take Terry Glenn over Michael Gallup in a heartbeat. I would probably take Terry Glenn, to be honest with you, over Miles Austin.
I would too.
And Miles had a tremendous season that was phenomenal. But like you're starting three, it's going to be Dez and then T.O. on the outside. Then you'd have CeeDee in the slot. But my fourth receiver would be Terry Glenn.
Terry Glenn's numbers while he was a Cowboy in 54 games, 3,300 yards, 20 touchdowns. So in half the games he had touchdowns, and he was the second, third option a lot of times.
And there were moments I was like, is T.O. the best receiver on this team, or is it Terry? Like, Terry Glenn is an RIP. He is often overlooked and forgotten about. He should have been mentioned here.
He just came in and did his job.
He did.
Tight end, Jason Witten, Dalton Schultz, and Jake Ferguson. I feel like you could just go with one there.
No Martellus Bennett in this group.
Marty B never here.
Anthony Fasano.
He never turned. I wanted Anthony Fasano to be so good. I got a chance to talk to him one-on-one whenever he got here. He was such a fun dude to talk with. And he and I connected pretty quickly, and I was like, oh man, I'm excited about this guy. Drafted him in fantasy. Also had Bubba Franks. And it just didn't turn out the way that I wanted.
A lot of text for Cole Beasley. I agree. I'd go Beasley over Gallup as well.
Interesting. Beasley had some really good. Over Terry Glenn?
I would take Terry Glenn over Beasley.
Beasley over Miles Austin?
I think I'd go Beasley over Miles Austin. Yeah, Miles Austin was kind of a flash in the pan.
Okay, yeah, and I mean it was there. Those hamstrings.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Those hamstrings
awesome year for Miles Austin, and then it was a whole lot of like
offensive line. This is a stout group. Zach Martin. Tyron Smith, Larry Allen. Can you imagine having that group right there? Travis Frederick and Flozell Adams. That right there as a starting offensive line.
It's lethal.
Would be murderer's row. Andre Girard and Doug Free, Leonard Davis, Tyler Smith, and Terrence Steele. Not sure I needed all 10 of those, but you know what? I'll take
it. Hey, we got depth, but you're right. I think if you were trying to make like the best five there, you would kick Tyron over to right tackle. You'd play Flozell at left, and then you've got Zach Martin at right guard. Of course, you're going to have Larry Allen at left guard and then Frederick at center.
Leonard Davis here wasn't what I expected when he got here. He was good.
Well, he really resurrected his career.
I thought he was going to be better, though.
Really?
And I really did.
He was kind of a bust. He was like the second overall pick with Arizona.
You were like, this is a massive beast man coming from Arizona. And he still was a beast. Defensive line, DeMarcus Ware, DeMarcus Lawrence, good old Greg Ellis, Jay Ratliff, Micah Parsons, a man who saved my life once, Leroy Glover. From Larry Allen.
Leroy Glover was so good.
He saved me from being, I think, destroyed by Larry Allen. Tyron Crawford, Marcus Spears, and Anthony Spencer. Dang, with Marcus Spears, they're like, I thought he was a really talented player. I really did. Anthony Spencer, just Kevin kept calling him almost there Anthony because he was right there for sacks but never would finish them. Mm-hmm. Greg Ellis had a better career than a lot of people want to give him credit for, and I think there are some comparisons. You might be able to see Greg Ellis to some of the guys they have on the Cowboys team right now. One of the defensive ends they just got in the – maybe
not – Isaraku?
Yeah, Isaraku. When I was watching him, I was like, ooh, do I see a little bit of Greg Ellis in him in some of the ways that he was coming off the ball. So maybe a little bit there, but – Greg Ellis was a lot better than people want to give him credit for.
Absolutely.
Linebacker, Sean Lee, Dexter Coakley, loved him. Brady James, Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith. No, come on.
Jalen Smith doesn't need to be on there.
1 year.
No, thank you.
Jalen Smith was a fantastic player.
I'd put Anthony Hitchens over Jalen Smith.
I would too. I loved Anthony Hitchens, and then he went on to be a champion. And dat win. Kevin's own dat win.
Dat win.
Cornerback, Terrence Newman, Trayvon Diggs, Deron Bland, Jordan Lewis, Anthony Henry, and Orlando Scandrick. That's actually a really good group of cornerbacks.
It's really good. No, okay, we did have Terrence at first. For a second, I was like, what, is Terrence Newman not on there? Byron Jones?
Ooh, I'll knock Anthony Henry off for Byron. Jones.
Would you? Yeah. Yeah.
Anthony Henry was good.
He's the one that I wondered.
Byron Jones was like, you couldn't complete passes
his
direction.
He just screwed around with trying to do safety. He's just been a boundary corner from the get-go.
He just had so much speed and athleticism, they wanted to try and find something. And then you got Royal Williams, Darren Woodson, and Gerald Sensabaugh. I forget sometimes that Darren Woodson was still here with the team whenever Bill Parcells got here, and they had the conversation. Yes. He was like, I'm going scorched earth. Do you want to come on with me? And he was like, I guess.
And this is quarter century.
Yes.
So this is since 2000, the last 25 years, for those of you that are just tuning in. So if you're texting in like, well, what about Jay Novacek? What about Charles Haley? No. It's just from 2000 on.
Special teams, Dan Bailey, Matt McBryer, LP Latasseur, Kevontae Turpin, and Brandon Aubrey. I think we can all agree those were fantastic groups there.
How about Woody Dantzler? As a return.
A Woodrow Dantzler, dude, just tiptoeing down
the
sideline.
Still the best return I've ever seen in person.
Yes.
Was that San Francisco?
You were there for that one?
Yeah, I was. That San Francisco game. That was incredible.
I remember watching that at home.
So badass.
And just specifically going, I wish I could rewind and watch this even more. And then the head coach of your all quarter century team would be Mike McCarthy. Do you agree with this group?
Should be Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells, yeah, absolutely. He turned around a team that stunk. And I mean, I'll never forget him getting emotional after that Carolina Panthers victory. And he said he can't call them losers anymore. That team that went 10-6 with Quincy Carter at quarterback and made the playoffs. Go back and look at that team. That was an epic coaching job by Bill Parcells. And quite frankly, if they're able to get that snap down, that's a team that could have made a run. They beat the Indianapolis Colts, who won the Super Bowl that year at home, ruined their perfect season. That 06 team had a shot.
I was at that game. I've never felt a stadium turnover before.
Yep.
But that was the one where I was like, I can't believe this is happening right now. A couple names, Jeff Heath. People wanted to throw Jeff Heath out there. I think we all forget how he was the GOAT. And Lucky Whitehead were a couple names. Those are well-remembered, well-revered, loved Cowboys, not beloved Cowboys, if you will. All right, right now it is time to take our attention to the segment you've been waiting for, Masterpiece of the Week.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Alec.
Corey.
Got a segment and a half left before Ed. Go visit with the family and have a little vacation.
I'm going to do the same.
Vacation vibes.
I'm excited. I'm very excited because I haven't done this before. My sister's going to be there. Like, ooh. I'm really excited. Her family. Lucy loves my nieces, so they get along really well. And the boys are looking to run around the beach and meet some new friends.
Well, I will not be doing anything as lovely as that. I just will be gone for the same amount of time as you. So we get to celebrate together.
Look at us.
And Masterpiece of the Week is a segment where we revisit some of the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program throughout the week of radio that we do. And we have a tradition that I'm going to abandon.
Oh.
For one day only. We usually pick on people who are not here to defend themselves first.
Nice.
But there was a bit of a controversy during the show today.
Oh.
That involved Corey Majors.
Oh, crud.
And what he might have said or might not have said. So, presented without context, Corey Majors said this, and you be the judge of if he got this wording right.
They needed a little bit of a break to recover and re-poop.
You definitely said poop.
Dude, that was blatant.
Yep.
Like, it sounded like I intentionally said it.
Yeah.
To try and see if anybody would notice. Is that what I did?
I think you might have.
Don't spin it like that now. Don't spin it like that.
I mean, why else would he just say, just throw in the poop like that?
Because English is hard.
Repoop isn't even a word.
It's not.
It is now. At least in the Tolo dictionary.
I want to hear that one more time because I'd sound like I even stopped in the middle of the word to correct myself. And I got it wrong.
They needed a little bit of a break to recover and re-poop.
Yeah.
Re-poop.
Wow. It happened. And now we can go back to our tradition because Kevin Hagland, he didn't want to show up to work today. So I've got a few different entries. This is actually like one of my deepest wells that I've had for Masterpiece of the Week in a while. So I've got a few different directions I can go, but we're going to start off with a bang.
You don't need prostitute to live.
It is true.
Wow.
You don't need a prostitute to live. That's a fact.
You don't.
It's a luxury to have around if that's your thing. You know,
Joy Taylor's a big fan.
I'm not judging. I don't know that story, so I'm going to need some clarification.
She thinks it should be legalized.
Yep.
She thinks the big problem out there is men
that can't
get laid.
It's legalized in other countries. Are those countries doing okay?
I don't know. I haven't followed up with them. I'm an American.
And that's all you really care about is America. I get it.
America.
But as we did learn, it is the oldest profession. Yeah. We didn't know this until we found out.
Everybody wants sexy time.
Everybody has. I mean, that profession's been around for longer than anybody, longer than you've been alive.
Ooh.
And that's a long time.
Yeah.
Freaking ancient.
It's the bare necessities, if you will. Corey makes a statement.
Do banks still work? That's a good question.
Banks?
How often do you go to the bank?
A couple times a month.
Really?
It's really just the ATM, probably.
So do you go into the bank? When was the last time you went into the bank?
I couldn't tell you that.
Me either. I think before Carter, my middle son, was born. Mm. He's 13 now. So it's at least been 13 years. And I'm pretty sure Avery was like 4. So I'm trying to figure out the math on that. Yeah. He's 17 now. So it's been 13 years.
You don't really have to go to the bank, I guess.
That's
everything's on the apps.
Yeah.
I love it.
We all have our apps. Somebody texted in and said that they turned a bank into a dispensary, and they actually use the tubes to deliver their stuff. You know, the tubes at the bank deliver the stuff to people. I think I'm okay with that.
I love that you can just scan checks through your phone.
Oh, so
on apps and stuff.
So nice.
No, yeah. Doesn't it stink though? And then you'll use like a Sharpie, and they're like, you have to use a black pen. And you're like, dadgummit, and you got to do it. Then they're like, darker background, please. And you're like,
see, mine is not picky at all.
Mine is the pickiest.
I've never done the Sharpie bit.
Me neither.
But I have had the background thing happen.
Yeah.
I haven't had that at all. Every single one has gone through.
Don't put a white check on a white table. They're just like, this whole table's your check? What it's are you doing here?
Well, you got a lot of tables, so it makes sense.
Yeah, you do.
Let's see. You can be the judge of what Kevin was talking about here.
Like, go do that outside the rest of the parking lot.
What?
What was happening in that part of the parking lot that he needed to shut down?
He's going full Aaron Hernandez.
Oh. Whoa.
Okay, next up. Corey, you regrettably said this.
Just put the ramekin in my box. I've been on many dates where I've seen.
Wow. Oh.
I've been on so many dates.
Wow.
And on these dates.
So has your box.
I think Zach's been on. You had more dates than I think I ever had.
Maybe.
I think, just based on things I've heard.
I had a good run there.
But. And so I feel like going on these. Yeah. This is all stuff you said, so it's not her. Anyway, I'm not helping here at all. That being said, did you go to dinner on these dates?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was usually dinner.
Did they steal the ramekin? They put the ramekin in the to-go box?
I never saw that happen. And if they did, maybe I just wasn't looking or I went to the bathroom or something.
I feel like a lot of the girls I dated would just be like, bloop, and they'd throw that little ramekin of whatever. Was it queso or sour cream sauce or some chili con carne?
There might have been one that did. Like you'd take it to go and you just put the whole thing, the bowl and everything in there.
It was all of them. My grandma, good gosh. She's taking everything. Everything's going in the purse.
Grandma was a thief.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen the ramekin, but Corey, you might know this out in Denton. Cool Beans, the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Had a friend just take one of the pitchers and just like somehow had a purse big enough. And I was like, really?
Kevin, that's what happened was he said that maybe it was a date that he said, they want you to take them. And I was like, no, they don't. That's in their budget. They have to buy those. They got to buy new ones.
Money.
And the pitchers, the drinking pitchers. I mean,
those are big pitchers too. Those adios mofos.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially if it's like nickel pitcher night.
Yeah.
Yep.
They need more pitchers. Everybody's there trying to get their nickels worth.
This might end up being my winner. This is so stupid. Kevin and Corey said this.
Hey, I know you're with your horses. Quick question.
Shut up. I got to go back to the horses.
Shut up. Get me back to the horses.
Quick question while you're with your horse. Oh, that was about Jokic.
Yeah.
Jokic loves being around the horses.
That's right.
Do you think he even cares?
Parade? I have to stay for the parade?
Yeah, do you think he cares about this offseason at all for Denver? No. The fact that they don't have a GM or like, he's like, no.
No.
Horsey time. That's all that matters
horsey
right now.
Time.
Horsey time. Kevin and Corey also combined for this. I mentioned this earlier, talking about weird people.
Maybe a little weird, but interesting nonetheless.
I'm weird.
I like weird. That's what I'm saying. See?
I like weird.
Weird's okay.
Yeah, it is.
Weird happens all the time. From the 682, I always take Whataburger table tents with the number on it. I have like 30 of them.
I took a couple of those too.
Listen. I got confirmation from Whataburger the other day. We know people at Whataburger, you know?
Yeah, we do.
We happen to know some Whataburger
people. We love Whataburger.
And so they reached out and they were like, yes, they take them all the time still to this day. People are always taking the table tents. And yes, the number you think they take the most is the number that they take the most.
69.
Let's try to get a couple more here. Kevin said this.
Oh, we need to take him to Harry Hines and make a man out of him.
There you go. That's Kevin right there. Wow. He was talking. I'm pretty sure he was talking about both of his sons. what they said whenever he first had a son, and then what he said with the second son.
Well, he is off today.
How can you become a man?
Good wording there.
You haven't purchased an off-brand hat at Harry Hines.
And Woolchuck, you thought you were safe.
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
No, nope. You said this yesterday.
Told Lucius like, hey, I got you off, man.
Oh no. Really? Come on. You did me dirty on that one.
Dude. Was that during this time slot?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
That's really nice. That's teamwork right there with the
it
G-Bag
is.
Nation.
We make the dream work.
Always. That's always been their slogan.
Yeah. What is the dream?
We'll get you off.
Of work, I'm presuming?
Happy. Yeah, because we're out of here in, what, 19 minutes?
19 minutes. All right. Is it time to vote,
It's time to vote.
I am voting for Kevin's suggestion. That there's only one way to become a man, and that is by visiting a street in DFW.
Oh, we need to take him to Harry Hines and make a man out of him.
That is actually fantastic.
Does that really still happen over off Harry Hines?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's all, does. It is, okay.
Trust me, anytime I left baby dolls,
Oh, yeah. You used to Baby Dolls bit for a while.
It's like, it's rampant.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy. It's rampant. Yeah, I'm going to co-sign that one.
Okay.
Oh, we need to take him to Harry Hines and make a man out of him.
God, Kevin. Jeez.
You know what? Just because we don't get to hang out with Woolchuck a lot, I'm going to vote for him. Y'all get the gentleman sweep, but I'm voting for this.
Told Lucius, like, hey, I got you off, man.
From the 214, I petition that Woolchuck switches to the midday show. Who does he switch with? Do like me or Kevin, do we switch to G-Bag or do we just get a third?
Do we just add?
And then, you know what? What would happen with his relationship with Eric? You know, you cannot break those two men up.
Well, next week, I think we will be broken up again.
That is true. That is true. All right, guys, that was a lot of fun. Masterpiece of the week. Kevin wins yet again with words that he's said. And now it is time to chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time to chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how are we doing today and where are we at?
Man, we are at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, 35 and Bush, basically right here on the service road. And Stella Artois is with us. They have beer samples, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Hope all the pickleball players can join us. All the Stella drinkers can join us.
Yeah. Now, throughout this show, I don't know if y'all noticed or not, Zach Woolchuck's not going to be with y'all today. He has been...
He's not doing double?
No, he decided he didn't want to roll the double shift today.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I know. I told him I was going to be disappointed too, but he said, I don't care. You're not my dad. And I was like, whoa.
Need a men's tea visit.
That being said, he has said multiple times today that he wants everybody out there to talk to Broadus sometimes while he's on radio, but do as much as you can during breaks to get
Broadus
to converse.
You're not pulling that number on me. That ain't happening. I heard it. What happened yesterday, because Jared asked the question yesterday at baseball, like, hey, do people just randomly come up to you and talk to you while you're on the air?
Mm-hmm.
And it happens, and you kind of try and be polite about it, you know. You kind of like
you put your hand up, like
you just point to your ears, like, I'm talking, and then they kind of give you the, oh, I'm sorry, wave, and then they keep talking,
and then they keep going,
and then they just keep going, you know, like, what do you think about the fourth tight end? You know, that kind of thing. So you're just, and then, but no, it's cool. Hey, we got beer. We got beer here.
Yeah, we do.
I got beer. And if you want to come up and talk to me and I'll hand you a beer, I think we get, are we allowed to do that today?
Yes. Are okay? Those are beer samples.
Beer samples.
Full size beer samples.
Okay. Full size beer samples. I don't think you just come and have a sample with me.
Yeah.
But if you see the red light on the little box on the desk, that means we're talking to somebody.
They're talking. Yeah.
Probably talking on air.
If after your first sample, you're like, man, I'm still not quite sure what all the flavors were in there. I'm still curious.
Right.
My palate wants more. Maybe we can look into a second 12er.
And by the way, Dawson has done some serious negotiating already for some World Cup stuff going on.
Yes.
Really? Heck yeah.
Well, hey, not you. You're on the other show right now. I heard people say, hey, we want the Woolly on our show now. And I'm sorry, bro. We're about to trade you for one of these Stella cans here. I think we're actually
Stella
getting,
can.
Hold on, maybe we have to give up the Stella.
A bucket. A Stella bucket with some ice.
I haven't approved the trade yet. I mean, I haven't even looked over
Me and Dawson were here early. You come rolling in here with 2 minutes to spare and then throw stuff around. But we're going to keep you. We're trading the Woolly. We got World Cup stuff going on without him, okay?
Brian's got Big Friday energy here. I think he might be cracking the Stellas already, to be honest with you. But
now we're all good. Just having fun. It's Friday. We got a 3-hour show today.
I love it. I love it. Yes, that's that 3-hour energy right now.
That's the 3-hour energy right there.
But Stella's making big moves, you know, in tennis pickleball and World Cup soccer. So, yeah, we're trying to get in the building.
I love it. You guys have a fantastic day out there. Looking forward to hearing it on my ride home. Pickler's Universe. Go out there and get some Stella and some, I believe, some Mr. Jim's pizza as well.
No, Mr. Jim's day, but pure gold as always. Thanks for asking.
That's what there I'm talking about. Thanks, Broadus. All right, there they go, the G-Bag Nation. You can roll home with them. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. I'll see you sometime later on. Until then, you've been Masterpiece.
Oh, we need to take him to Harry Hines and make a man out of him.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.